You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I thank you and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, our soon coming King, our Redeemer, amen, the Holy Lamb of God, the brother, the friend that stick it closer than a brother. I'm very excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, because when you have nobody else to depend on and nobody else to lean on and you don't know where your provisions is coming from, he may not come when you want him, but it is guaranteed that he's on time. For he said he worked together all things for our good. He worked together all things for our good for those who love him and called according to his purpose. And not only that, he said he worked everything after the counsel of his might. I'm very excited about that in Jesus' name. Before we get started, let us go quickly before the throne of grace and give just praise the Lord. Father, I just thank you today. I thank you for each and every person that is listening today. I thank you, Father, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are faithful. You are a loving God, a long-suffering God, a God that's slow to anger, and a very generous God. I thank you because you're Jehovah Jireh. You are a provider. You're providing everything we need. It's not just financial. It's healing. It's deliverance. It's whatever we need. You're the great I Am. You perform it, and you bring results and solutions. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. That's the antidote for our sickness, sin, and disease. We thank you for your forgiveness today and your loving kindness today. Heavenly Father, those that are listening throughout the airwaves today, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, as your power is being released through the airwaves, to touch someone that is in need, to move on their behalf, to bring healing, those that the doctors have given up. You're the healer. You're the balm in Gilead. In the name of Jesus, let your power surge through their bodies right now and bring healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who are being attacked, who are in spiritual warfare, let them know, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they are just the angel of the Lord is encamped around about them to deliver them, Father, because they fear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and let the deliverance take place. Let the warring angels, let your archangels begin to do battle on their behalf. For you said that you created your angels to perform your word, and you made your ministers a flame of fire. I thank you that your angels are performing your word today. Hallelujah. And your word declares that you're the King of King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and almighty in battle. Father, I bless you today. I glorify you today. And I thank you, Lord, for meeting the needs of your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm very excited about this message today because it was very interesting that I had a encounter, and I know it was a divine encounter, but before we get to that point, let us go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and it reads, I'm going to start at verse 1. It said, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, out of self-control, a brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, hardy, haughty lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the of its power to deliver them. And from such people turn away, saith the Lord. And it's very interesting that I had this divine encounter. A gentleman came in to get his hair cut. First, he walked past the salon. He seen me standing there. He came back. He said, "Do you cut men's hair?" I said, "Sure I do." I said, "I'm a barber as well." So he comes in, he sits down. Everything is fine until he sits down and he's talking to me. And as soon as I touched his hair, as soon as my hand touched his hair, all of a sudden, it was a manifestation. I started not feeling well. I'm like, okay, this is a spirit. In discernment, I can feel it. I know it. And I'm like, it was getting stronger and stronger. I'm like, now I'm starting not to feel well. What is this? So I started praying. So the gentleman said, well, he was a deacon. And he said, well, he started talking to me. He says, well, are you married? And I says, no. He says, are you looking to be? I said, not right now. And so then he goes, do you have bills? I go, sure, I got bills. He says, I can pay them all. And I was like, excuse me? And I had like a client sitting there waiting, and she's looking. And I'm going, sir, I don't need a sugar daddy. I have an awesome daddy. And then I go, he says, yeah, but I know you got bills. So then he began to tell me he was a deacon in the church. So I said to him, I said, sir, if you're a deacon in the church, I feel sorry for the young ladies and the men in church if y'all going at them like that. So then I said, are you married, sir? And he says, well, yes, I'm married, but my wife is in a nursing home, and I need needs. I'm thinking, who is he to address me like this? You know, and I really have to keep in mind that it's a spirit speaking through this man. So he began to tell me he used to be a pimp and he used to be all this. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? I said, so what you're saying is you're taking the grace as a license to sin. Well, you could just drop dead in your sin. He was like, no, no, no. The Lord knows I have needs. I said, sir, you need to repent and you need to take care of your wife. If she was faithful to you, whether she was in a nursing home or not, you still need to be faithful to her and faithful to the Lord. And he was like, yeah, but God understands because David went through this. I said, yeah, but at that time, David also had a consequence. He opened the door to the spirit of lust to go all over his family. And so he said, well, sometimes you go back and you pick up the things that the Lord delivered you from. I said, well, no, sir, that's not possible. I haven't done it. I used to be a drug dealer. I haven't went back in years and touched up. I don't even have a desire. And I was like, sir, you need to really pray. You really need to repent. So he started trying to bring up more word, and I just cut it down with the word. I said, this is the problem here. And after he left, I kept seeking the Lord, saying, Lord, these spirits don't rise up and just do this. Why did that spirit feel like it could disrespect me like that? And the Lord said, the Holy Ghost said, it was when you touched his hair. And he said, the power of God caused it to manifest. And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, that thing was so strong and so heavy that I felt sorry for the deacon. I had to pray for him. He even told me he wasn't going to tell me the church that he go to because he didn't want me to come in there, which I wouldn't have went in there anyway. But the thing that the Lord brought to me, the revelation, he said, that's what it means in my word in 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it says having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. He said, many of my people are living just that way. They're living, they're saying, oh, they're calling on me. They're saying, Lord, deliver me, heal me. But at the same time, they're taking grace as a reason to keep dwelling in their sin. But the scripture tells us those who call on the name of the Lord, let them depart from iniquity, from their sins. He could not see around it. So I had to pray for him because I'm like, wow, Lord, is that many people that this is what is going on? They having a form of godliness, but they're denying God's my power to deliver them. And so therefore they stay dwelling in sin and keep asking me to forgive them, and they're being forgiven, but they forget the scripture. The word says any sin that mankind do outside, we do is outside the body. But he who fornicates or in adultery sins against their own body. He could not see around the fact, no matter how much I hit him with the word, how much I tell him, but the word of God says this, he still stands on the fact that, oh, the Lord knows my sin. He knows knows my need. All I got to do is ask to forgive him, and he'll forgive me just like he forgave David. And he just, but he forget. That's the old covenant. Those, that's a teacher for us not to know, to, for us to know not to go into it and not to do it. And so therefore, I kept thinking and meditating on that, and I said, this is what it is. This is an error in doctrine that has been taught or been released by the enemy into the sanctuaries of God. And even if you look around, you see people, they're shacking, they're living together, they don't care, they go to church, they don't care, as long as their bills is paid. They don't care about nothing about living holy and being holy. They hear it, but it goes, they're blinded. That's, thank you, Holy Ghost. They're blinded by the fact of that error in doctrine that they can live any old kind of way. Any old kind of way is just say, I'm up under grace, I can do it. But they forget about Jesus tells them in 1 John, he says, I write to you, brethren, that you do not sin. But if you do, you have an advocate. He said, I write to you that you do not do it. That's the reason that I'm writing to you, that you do not do it. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. So we have to get past the point of just being, oh, yeah, I'm the children of God and this and that, to being disciples, to maturing up. It's like going to 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, maturing up, going from faith to faith, to glory, that the just shall not live by sight, but live by faith. We got to get to that point where we're coming up out of our sin, because at the end of the day, if we're dwelling in have that error that has been embedded in our hearts, that as long as you ask him to forgive you, you can do whatever you want to do. No, because then that says that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and yet he died on the cross for our sins, and yet we still continue to dwell in sin. I'm very excited about this message. I pray that this message reach you and that the Lord really touch your heart and that you come out of your sin and that you say, Lord, I'm maturing up. I'm coming out of this. I want to represent you and have my vessel as a holy vessel prepared for your work, that you can use me. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Until the next time, amen.
We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost.
I'm gonna say one more time, you are.
you lose.